Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Jennifer Schneider, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. Jennifer Schneider is a 54-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 7/23/20 when she fell down metal steps. But as a result, she believes she injured her back and went to Concentra emergently. But she had further evaluation and treatment, including a microdiscectomy. But she completed a course of treatment in September of 2023. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Ms. Schneider was seen at Concentra on 7/23/20 after a fall. Period. She complained of elbow pain. Comma right and midline lower back pain, comma hip pain, comma, and knee pain. Apparently she claimed she fell because a screw was missing from a metal step from a trailer. Apparently she fell and scraped both arms and the right knee. Apparently she was having pain in her low back and right hip. Apparently she states she only has pain where her abrasions are, located on her right knee, left elbow, and right forearm. Apparently she refused x-rays of those areas. Period. She was examined and diagnosed scratches. She was examined, including several different x-rays, whose reports will be inserted here. Period. She was diagnosed with lumbar contusion, comma, left elbow contusion, comma, fall, comma, contusion of the right knee, comma, right hip, comma, right forearm, comma, thoracic wall, comma, and abrasion of the right knee, comma, right forearm, comma, and left elbow. She was started on ibuprofen and activity modifications. Period. She followed up with Concentra regularly over the next several weeks. Period. As of the visit of 10/15/20, they discussed the results of her MRI. Apparently she had been through 6 weeks of therapy three times a week and is now doing home exercises for the back and uses Motrin. Apparently lumbar flexibility was normal. Apparently there was mild low back achiness with extension, but no evidence of spasm. Apparently some tenderness over the lower lumbar facets, more on the right than the left, was present. Apparently straight leg raising test was negative and neurologic exam was normal. Apparently her diagnosis at that juncture was lumbar strain with aggravation of lumbar degenerative disc disease with right lumbar radiculitis. Apparently Dr. Valentino deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and will attempt to return to her work to her pre-injury capacity. Period. And please put what I'm about to say back where it goes chronologically. She came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Valentino while at Concentra on 9/3/20. Period. He diagnosed lumbar strain with aggravation of degenerative disc disease with facet-mediated pain as well as intermittent right lumbar radiculitis. Period. They discussed treatment options, including interventional treatment. Period. She followed up on 10/1/20 when he suggested discharging her from physical therapy to a home exercise program. Period. Since she deferred more aggressive treatment, more aggressive intervention, he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and could continue to work in a light duty full-time capacity. Period. Her last visit was on 10/15/20 as above. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner underwent an MRI of the lumbar spine on 8/21/20 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. She also saw Dr. Valentino in his own office on 10/19/20. Period. he wrote, she attempted to return to work full duty and Friday was okay, but since then, noticed some worsening of back and right buttock pain. Paired that juncture, she wanted to proceed with injections. Paired MRI was remarkable for a right L5-S1 disc herniation. Period. He recommended epidural steroid injection. Period. To that extent, she was seen by Dr. Young on 2/24/21. Pretty performed a right sacroiliac joint injection. Period. On 4/14/21, he recommended a right L5-S1 lumbar facet injection under fluoroscopy. Period. This injection was given on 5/12/21. Period. Another course of physical therapy was then rendered, followed by work. Scratch that. Was then rendered. Period. Paragraph. A repeat lumbar MRI was done on 2/28/21. Paired the petitioner brought in this report that was compared to a study of 8/21/20. Period. She did see her family physician named Dr. Patel on 7/7/23, stating she can resume work conditioning without any weight restrictions. Period. Ms. Snyder was also seen in the same practice by Dr. Armstrong on 8/18/21. Pretty performed sacral lateral branch blocks on that occasion. Period. She returned to Dr. Young on 8/27/21, stating she only had approximately 25% improvement from this injection. She is still having difficulty with bending, twisting, as well as lifting, but was tolerating her job with restricted duty. Period. From his perspective, Ms. Schneider had maximized her treatment options. Period. She was advised to obtain a surgical consultation and remain on modified duty of no lifting greater than 25 pounds. Period. She saw Dr. Young again on 1/18/23, period. She was to continue her work conditioning with anticipation of maximum medical improvement in 4 to 6 weeks, period. She saw Dr. Young again on 3/3/23, having completed about 3 weeks of work conditioning. But she still has axial low back pain following therapy with no significant radicular symptoms. Period. He recommended she complete another 4 weeks of physical therapy to optimize her condition before she returns to a heavy duty job. Period. As of 6/30/23, she told Dr. Young she started suffering from upper respiratory symptoms around Memorial Day, where she became short of breath and was under the care of her primary care physician, where she had significant coughing and chest spasms as well as dyspnea upon exertion. Period. She has limitations in the amount of exertion she can perform and is restricted by her primary care physician secondary to her current medical issues. Period. Her work hardening has been put on hold at that time. Period. She has no increased low back pain. Period. Dr. Young concluded that once she is medically cleared to resume work conditioning with no restrictions, she should call and get a new prescription for same. Apparently she will follow up after those additional 4 weeks of work conditioning and discuss maximum medical improvement and returning to work full duty. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed a midline approximately 1-inch scar consistent with what she describes as microdiscectomy. Apparently she sat comfortably at 90 degrees and was able to actively flex to 80 degrees. Period extension by lateral rotation of the side band were accomplished fully without discomfort. Apparently she punched straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 90 degrees, elicited only a stretching sensation but no low back or radicular pain. Period on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular pain was elicited. Period. New paragraph. As per your summary, she was seen at Concentra by Dr. Valentino on 9-3-20. Period. He reviewed the MRI, which he indicated revealed left L4-5 foraminal / extraforaminal herniation and annular tear with left foraminal stenosis and bilateral facet arthropathy, semicolon, L5-S1 right paracentral herniation with annular tear with impingement on the right S1 nerve root. Pretty diagnosed her with lumbar strain and aggravation of degenerative disc disease with facet-mediated pain and intermittent right lumbar radiculitis. Period. Even this summary fails to document that she indeed underwent microdiscectomy surgery. Period. I will have to adjust my final diagnosis and level of permanency accordingly. Period. Impressions. On 7-23-20, Jennifer Schneider fell on steps while at work, sustaining multiple injuries. Apparently, she was seen at Concentra the same day, where x-rays failed to identify any acute osseous abnormalities. Apparently, she continued to be treated conservatively. Apparently, MRI of the lumbar spine was done on 8-21-20 to be inserted. Apparently, she saw Dr. Valentino and Dr. Young, who treated her with various injections and medications. Period. She also participated in work conditioning. Period. Ms. Schneider had a repeat MRI on 10-28-21 to be inserted here. Period. She continued to see the same physicians, and as of 6-30-23 was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. As per the current clinical exam, found she had virtually full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Period. There appeared to be a possible small healed scar suggestive of microdiscectomy. Period. However, there is no documentation anywhere in the records or in your cover letter to substantiate she had this. Period. She also did not reveal being injured while at work on 12-17-92 at the same employer involving her back. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the mid-back, comma, right hip, comma, pelvis, comma, right knee, comma, right lower arm, comma, and left elbow. Period. There is perhaps 3.5% permanent, partial, total disability referable to the lower back. Period. And that is the end.